Our guest today, John Rosa, Boone County Landfill, the legendary...
Good morning, Goat.
Hey.
How are ya?
I'm getting by. trying to save my voice.
That's all you can do, right?
Save my voice as much as I can. In the meantime, hey, there's a lot of things that are coming up, a lot of things going on. Yes. And at the landfill, well, we just don't have much outside of the fact that it did rain there again.
No. You got some mud.
I figured you had a little mud down there, too.
Haven't fought that for a while, though, so it's a little change, but certainly impactful. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that will be winding down yard waste disposal. Not that people can't dispose of yard waste any other time, but this time it's you're accepting it and not putting a charge on them.
Yeah, still doing the same time frame as we have always in the past, but just kind of limited when you can bring it out for free. So the service is still there where you can dispose of your yard waste into the yard waste collection area at the landfill. So just kind of reining in the time frame of when it's free on how many days, and because we have to staff that to make sure people aren't abusing it or mistreating that area of what's supposed to go into the yard waste collection area. So just that emphasis that, you know, we are still providing the service to our community, even though it's a little more restrictive on when it's free, but it's still available.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
There it is.
And
you have another week, right? Yeah. This week.
Because you guys will end on the 15th.
Friday. Yep. It is done on the 15th.
Okay.
Yep.
Even though, and at least in Boone, they extended the burning.
Yep.
For those that do that, wet leaves or not. I just tell you, I couldn't believe. Yeah, we had a burning complaint in the rain. Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But we do know that that's one thing that happens this time of the year. And the issue has been, and again, because it is not free, you have to, again, we'll remind people of this, but you got to have people that have to work it. You got to take time to go and turn it, to make it.
Start breaking down.
Make
it into compost and make it something useful. So,
and again, you don't really use it anymore.
That's right. Well, yeah, you know, it's one of those things like, yeah, we can do something good with it. We can turn it into compost and soil and, you know, make some good grass growing stuff for the environment, you know, for caps that area. But we still have a lot of dirt available in our hillside over there. So, you know, we're not really, we're not starving for
so one soil. Thing people will say, and they'll say, well, why not sell it to people?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to meet certain certifications to do that.
How we're doing it now, since it stays on site, is there's not the regulation of windrowing it, turning it, taking temperatures of it on a twice-a-day basis, I believe, in order for you to be able to promote it to say, yep, it's done, it's met this criteria, it's good compost, now we could sell it, or even give it away. It needs to stay on site in our current operation. And going the step farther would require a significant amount more of space, equipment, and time. And again, that's just not something that's cost-effective for us to do. So ultimately, you know, it's I get the branches and the logs, the trees, the bigger stuff that comes out. But honestly, we see a lot of fire, you know, pieces that could be just for firewood. And I wonder why that can't be given away. Even if you don't have fires in your backyard and a, you know, campfire area or something, maybe give it away to somebody else that could use it that way. Find another use for it. But, you know, when it's bags of leaves and grass clippings, those are the ones that, like, you know, that stuff that should stay on your own property, should stay in your own yard. Just mulch it up and let it work back into the soil naturally right there on site instead of coming out to us with it. So it's something to consider to do it more. I get that people want to get rid of their leaves. They must get rid of their leaves immediately and want to do it right now. And they're going to haul it out to the landfill to dump it out there. Mm-hmm. All right. But could you do more? That comes down to the other question.
So, a lot of the same things we talk about when we talk about recycling. Which is all voluntary, especially if they do it properly. That's the big thing, too. We still have some issues with that. All right, so the big thing move you guys are making, you are moving in a direction now of really focusing on, like, pursuing cardboard.
Yeah.
Corrugated cardboard, yeah. Let's emphasize what we're talking about here. Because that's always had a market. It has always had a market to some extent.
Yes, it sure has. And even during the time when, you know, the markets stopped several years ago because we were unable to send our recycling to China to have it processed there, you know, those markets really fluctuated and dropped and died off in a lot of ways until it kind of started coming back. But cardboard's always kind of been there. And I mean, look at online shopping. It's not going away. A lot of deliveries, a lot of boxes being used. So yes, collecting the OCC, the old corrugated cardboard. We're going to try to get our business recyclers to give us that stuff, and then we will remove it from the regular transfer station recycling collection process at the landfill and haul that direct to a recycler instead. So
again, we have a lot of residential people that take it and dump it off and things like that. So, but that means you'd have to handle it again a little bit. But you can get quite a bit. You're anticipating at least a trip or two a month.
Yeah. Actually, we're hoping the truck will get filled on a weekly basis.
Okay.
It will be the intent, just based upon what kind of anticipated, you know, but we're going to have to reorganize the route and change some things. We're working on that. We haven't released how we're, what it's going to do, how it's going to happen, but that'll be coming really soon in the coming week, probably, of how, when we're going to collect and how and when.
And most of that's with your business type ones that are going on. And a lot of them understand what you're working at.
Yep. We've tried to share that information, passed out some, you know, flyers and stuff to them saying, hey, just so you know, and our intent is still to take care of everybody. You know, for instance, KWBG, not a lot of cardboard comes from you guys, but mainly it's paper. And we stop by and pick up the bags and swap them out on a weekly basis. Probably going to be more like a bi-weekly or maybe even monthly, just depending on the situation. So we're asking for some cooperation. If you need more bags and if you need a tipper cart, switch in our operation in that regard too, because we'd rather use that truck for when it's most efficient. We're going to use our new truck for collection of the cardboard. That's going to be the big push. Mm-hmm. And then once every 2 weeks probably is what we're intending to do. To still go around to those businesses that are not using cardboard, but having the paper, the plastics that are recyclable, the aluminum cans, whatever it might be, like we have been, still collecting that, but just doing it much less and then focused on probably one day and just hit them all, and then those will still go to our transfer station for unloading. So, still
in our case, we do get some cardboards, you know, we get equipment in or things like that, and it comes boxed up and stuff. And I remember our transmitter one. That was a pretty sizable box. But in that case, do we find different ways to dispose of that?
Sure.
What are we going to do with that? Wait for the truck to come around again? Or?
Yeah, you can let us know. I mean, you're probably not going to be on our regular route for cardboard because we're not coming. But if you let us know, and then we'll certainly work in. We'll be in the area, and Bill can stop by and grab that at a convenient time, and just setting it out. And I know you guys are really good with that. If you just can't wait, you know, if it's one of those things, if it's just one box, and you know, why have the truck for that? I get that. Collect it. You could still use the drop-off site uptown. You know, I don't like to say a business says, just take all your stuff up there, because they're plenty busy the way it is.
Yep.
Those boxes at 11th and Division, but for a residence, I don't mind businesses using them when they have to, but if you have a whole bunch of stuff, please avoid filling those up unnecessarily. I mean, you could actually bring it out to the transfer station too if it's just a one-time kind of
almost
thing.
Be so, easier go to the transfer station, then you guys can set it aside and just pack it up.
You can drop it on the floor right there, or we'll grab it and put it in a different spot, but otherwise, you know, it's pretty easy and convenient. It's open from 8 to 3 Monday through Friday, but yeah, those are some other options anyway in those situations.
So I was just curious because if you're looking to refine and trying to smooth it out as much as possible, users might have to take a little more responsibility on how they're going to deal with some things.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of cardboard, but we do get.
Yep. Not on a regular basis, but one of those times when you get a whole bunch of stuff or some equipment or furniture and you got a bunch of boxes.
Sure.
Then, those.
It happens. It happens. All right. Well, yay. We got that part going. So recycling altogether. Have we seen some progress? People following the guidelines?
It's always
a
challenge.
Or do you still have? I mean, there's always a number of people that just they think that this should be in here because it should be recyclable. Yeah. Not necessarily. I mean, right away I go to the bags.
Yep.
You know, it's recyclable on there. Well, they were recycled.
There's all those things. Yeah, and it's one of those. It's a frustration when you work around it long enough. It's like, why can't we get better at this? It's just a frustration. Well, but you talk to other landfills or recycling centers, transfer stations, communities, they all experience the same thing.
Same thing.
It's yeah. It is a challenge. Education about it is going to be never ending. You can never do it enough. There's always going to be questions. So giving up on the idea that we're going to hit 100%, it's going to be perfect and easy, I kind of abandoned that idea. It's like, let's just keep at it. Let's just try to keep doing better. And that's what we're shooting for.
So keep working.
Keep
working at it. I know that's, and it is, it's not easy, but we do what we can. And it, you know, I still go back to the thing, all our recycling is voluntary. Mm-hmm. And if you do it kind of the following the guidelines and the recommendations that are given out there, it works well.
Yeah. It sure does. I know just personally, in my house, it's the amount of stuff that we accumulate for recycling itself certainly cuts down on the amount of garbage that we accumulate that goes into the landfill. And, start composting, throw in some recycling, see what the impact is when you take your garbage container full of all that stuff, composting things like food scraps and natural materials, that kind of stuff. If it grows, it goes is the mentality mm-hmm. with composting. Removing that, removing all the recycling, you'd see your garbage container decrease. I would bet if you do it right, probably by half, if not more, on the amount of stuff that's going to the landfill. Okay. So it's worth it. It does pay off.
All right. Are we having success reducing what's coming in? Because that's been the challenge. I know the supervisors, that's been their goal for you.
Yep.
Reduction of what's coming in. And you started with C&D from Story County.
Yeah.
Construction demolition.
Trying to find some way to work the balance and also work with Ames and Story County for what they have coming up in their future. And we're trying to get through this transition time, frankly, of how can we cut this down without abandoning them? They still are kind of our service area. It's a secondary service area for us. But hopefully they can find a different location for their waste to go instead of to the Boone County landfill. And they're working through that. So, mm-hmm. We made that change back in July 15th. It went into effect to remove the C&D, the shingles, the demolition projects, siding, drywall, 2x4s, construction stuff. Mm-hmm. C&D going to Metro Waste Authority down by Des Moines. It's good. It's been an eventful thing. How much? Well, we just did a DNR tonnage fee report that I have to do every quarter, and from the previous quarter it went down significantly. I was coming to mind, I think it was down 10,000 ton ish on that quarter. So you start seeing that's pretty big, honestly. Okay. We're talking we were at 25,000 ton in a quarter, and it went down, so now we're on pace for, instead of 100,000, we're looking at more like 75,000-80,000 ton in a year instead. Yeah. So I think it's working.
Some progress.
Yeah, it's a start. If we're going to keep at it, there's those days when, right now we've got the last couple of days have been pretty heavy for us. Big construction projects locally. It looks like, wow, those are heavy days. And we still get some of the Ames stuff on when their stuff is breaking down, not working at the power plant, then they have to divert all their stuff to us. So we're looking at probably busy days the rest of this week coming up. But overall, it's nice when you get those days when it's like, all right, this is how it's supposed to be. And it's a little less hectic, a little more time you can catch your breath. I think the guys down the work face appreciate it too, because then they can handle the material better, get the amount of passes over the top of it to smash it appropriately reduce wasting that airspace that we're trying to protect.
So that's,
there's the long answer to it. Is it working? I think it is.
Starting.
By the numbers.
We're making progress.
It was quarter one, of it. So it's
baby steps.
Yep. So we'll keep at it.
Because it's a big change. And again, you talked about how haulers that come from Story County, Ames Story County, a lot of them this is where I went all the time.
Yeah, it's a habit. And
or contractors.
We still experience those. Probably the resident on occasion will show up at the scale and they'll ask, well, where's it from? It's like, well, it's Huxley or, a town. Because that's what they've always done, is bring it over here to us. They're the small. They just know to come to us. They didn't call ahead and ask if there's been any changes, which, why would you if you've always done this for how many years? So we try to work with them as best we can. Be like, well, okay. I guess this time you can do this, but in the future, this is where it goes instead. So give a chance to educate them and start creating those new habits.
So since you're the math guy, are we making some progress on extending life? Obviously, with the reduction, C&D, yes, we are. But people have a tendency to, we're a throwaway society. People throw things away.
Yeah. You know, we can always do better. And I'm not going to back off of, recycling by any means, because it's expensive. It's still the right thing to do. So continue doing that, please. Are we making headway? Yes. In our last engineer airspace availability report, I can't remember the technical name, but they study, actually, through the use of drones, they can figure out how much airspace we have available. Figure out how much we used to have at a certain time and then how much garbage has come in during that time to see how our compaction levels are going. And from the previous time that we did that a few years ago, we increased, off the top of my head, I think it was about a 10% increase on our compaction. So that means we're doing better with the garbage that's coming in and compacting it in a better way. So we're getting better, more amount of garbage into us, a cubic yard or whatever your calculation might be. So we're doing a better job handling that stuff. We're also reducing the tonnage. So steps in the right direction. We're trying to get this to last as long as possible, shooting for 35 years, to maximize it instead of we were in the 20s, 25, 6, I think it was. We're making an impact. You start adding that or start removing the amount of tonnage coming in.
All right.
That's a big one.
I would ask you about, because we're coming in food disposal time, people are going to be throwing food away, a lot of food away,
yes,
which is great for the methane. But are we seeing any progress there yet, or still pretty quiet?
Still pretty quiet.
Okay.
I don't have a lot to talk to share about that at all. Hopeful that maybe something will happen.
Okay. Well, we do know that you still have opportunities, people, if they would like to schedule some information, find out more. You may not go for a tour of the landfill, but if you want to find out a lot of the numbers and things like that that John's got to keep working with, call, make an appointment, and you can schedule a presentation. There's a lot of different things you can do.
Yeah. Love to talk to a group, do a little trash talking, talk about the garbage coming into the landfill, give you updates on where we're headed, what the future holds, what we've been doing, all those things. But yes, please call 433-0591. Available to talk to groups of any size. If you do want to come out and experience the landfill, it is...
Let's look for good weather, though.
Yeah, yeah. We can get you to a dry spot so you can see it from, a nice view anyway, so you don't have to get down into the midst of it. But, it is one of those things. For me, anyway, it's meaningful. I wish every resident in Moon County would come see the landfill to see where their stuff goes, see when it leaves their curb, where it actually goes, and what the process is behind it, because it's more than what you expect.
As I know, because you're looking to do the extension of the landfill, its life and that, and obviously, but outside thoughts, are you looking ahead when the time comes? What kind of recommendations? Because that's a long ways. If you can go 35 years, it's not going to be your problem.
No, it won't.
But it is still something you do do long-range planning to look for things like that.
Certainly, yes. On the general feel or the general information when you talk to, engineers, to other landfills, people know about it is, you could start a new landfill. It's not unheard of. Well, it's pretty darn close, though.
Yeah. It's not easy.
It could be allowed, but imagine, if they want to put one out on the edge of town, on the north side of town, near XYZ neighbors. No. X, Y, and Z neighbors probably aren't going to be too enthused about that idea. I get that. NIMBY, not in my backyard. They don't. It's not a popularity thing, but it is relevant. We do need some place for garbage to go because society keeps producing it, and it's got to go somewhere.
So. John Rosa, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.